You're listening to a special presentation of The Greg Tisch Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Tallahassee's only locally owned radio station, Real Talk 93.3.
Joining us on the phone, Frank Knapp. Frank, is this your third appearance with us, my friend?
Well, if it is, I'm grateful for it. Look forward to doing more.
Yeah, me too. I think this is, through the last couple of years, I think this might be the third, so it's like I'm going to start sending you birthday cards very soon. Well, good morning. Thank you for taking the time to call us this morning. We want to talk about small businesses in America and the country. We're currently at a 40-year low in new business startups. Is this correct?
It is, and that was recognized before the pandemic. So back in 2019, there was legislation introduced in Congress to do some research to figure out what the problem is. That bill didn't pass. It got introduced again this year. But clearly, we have a serious issue in this country with new business startups, entrepreneurs needing to start up, wanting to, and not being able to do it.
Oh, wow. That's just, a 40-year low. And I'd say, and I would think that I would have, obviously, with what happened, what we're going through with last year, and with early part of this year, could have blamed it. Yeah, certainly on that. But you're saying this started in 2019.
Yes. So the pandemic just made everything worse because obviously a lot of businesses closed in 2020, and we're trying to get out of that hole. Let alone being in a 40-year low in new business startups in general.
Well, how can the Small Business Association help out with getting, you know, these startups going again? Should be giving you guys a bigger mission?
Well, it's the we have a campaign called Reform the SBA, a bigger mission, authority, and resources. It's not really a criticism of the SBA. Mm-hmm. Small Business Administration can only do what they're allowed to do. We're simply saying that they need a bigger mission. They need to look at across the entire agencies, federal agencies, to see what needs to be done. We have recommendations for addressing it, but we need a quarterback in Washington. You've heard of czars for this and czars for that, climate czar. Well, you know, we ought to make the new administrator of the SBA, Isabella Guzman, the czar, small business czar, and put her to work doing that. They got to continue to do what they've been doing. This is going to be a bigger mission for them.
Yeah, it just seems like with the reform of that, to give the bigger mission and the authority and the resources, you know, like you said, because this is just something that with this critical problem, it's not going to get better, especially given our current times. That, you know, having somebody with a little bit more authority and the resources, I think that could be very, very helpful.
Well, the point you made, a good point there, things aren't going to get better. We know we just can't continue to do more of the same and do better because we're at a 40-year low after doing more of the same. So we've got to start doing other things. And research is important, but, you know, we don't need research to tell us one thing that everybody recognizes. For years, they've recognized this, that there's a problem with access to capital for new business startups and small businesses in general.
Yeah, and, I mean, our banks, they're not wanting to make, like, needed small loans because of the perceived risk?
Well, that's correct. There's one startling statistic that I learned about in this whole process. And, by the way, our campaign, it is a national campaign, and it is just started, literally, less than a 2 months ago.
Oh, wow.
And let me just quickly tell you some of the national business organizations supporting it. We have the American Independent Business Alliance, the American Sustainable Business Council, and the U.S. Green Chamber of Commerce. And I happen to be the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. Also serve on the board of the American Sustainable Business Council. Regarding banks, this is just a starting statistic. There are 68 fewer banks today than in 1980. 68% fewer banks in 1980.
68%, wow.
68%, yes, 68% fewer banks. There's only 4,600 banks out there in the entire country. So when you talk about banks not wanting to being reticent about making small business loans, there are fewer banks. And you're right, a small business loan, especially for a startup, is by definition risky. And they small businesses don't need a lot of money to start up. On average, it's between $10,000 and $15,000. So it's not that it's a lot of capital, but for a profit-making bank, making a $12,000 loan is really wasting their time.
Right.
They ought to be making a $200,000 loan, make a lot more money, because there's a lot of effort and administration that goes into making a loan. So why would they want to make a very small, risky loan?
Well, and especially if you're moving out, you know, towards the rural areas and you're getting out of the cities and stuff. I mean, that's got to be even more difficult for a startup out there.
Well, there's no banks.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to some of our rural or underserved communities, there's not even a branch. So how would they even attempt to go in to try to apply for a loan? But the bottom line is that is what the traditional mechanism for starting a business would be. Go to your bank and get and borrow some money. That just is not working, or otherwise we wouldn't be in a 40-year low in new business startups.
Yeah, that I think you just hit the nail right on the head there. It's not the banks of old where you go in and say, "Hey, Paul, you know, I want to start this bank up," and then you're like, "Okay, well, here's a handshake." Now it's, you know, just that, you know, hey, I need $10,000 to start a business. As you walk into a bank, and like you said, we don't even want to give you that loan.
Yeah, it's just a matter of profit making. I mean, they're not in the business of being benefactors or trying to help. Yes, they want to help their local communities, but first and foremost, they have got to make money. That's what banks do.
Right.
So you can't really fault them for their decision-making process. You simply say, let's recognize that. Let's recognize that even if we guarantee 90% of that loan through an SBA guarantee, they still don't want to take that chance because it's simply not worth their time and effort. So we need to come up with other ways of generating and providing the capital needed to start small businesses.
Frank, if people need more information, how can they to get in touch with you some more? How can they reach out to you?
Well, they can go to the website for the campaign. It's reformthesba.com, reformthesba.com, and you can get to us that way. Encourage people to do it. It's not like anything's going to happen real quick here. We're essentially laying the foundation to have this issue rise up to the top after we get by some of our other national issues that are of big concern. But we have to do that. You know, politicians all the time, Greg, they say that small business is the backbone of the economy, right? How many times have you heard that?
Oh, that's, yeah, that should be tattooed on some of the Congress people.
The problem is that backbone is deteriorating, and we're allowing it to do it. But we need reforms made in Washington to try to reverse this trend.
I completely agree with you. So it's reformthesba.com. You can go on there and learn more about the campaign that literally, you said, just started a couple months ago.
Just started the 1st of March.
Oh, that's incredible. We'll be sure to put that on our website, and it's wonderful talking to you again, my friend.
Well, it is. Anytime you want to chat about a small business issue, please don't hesitate to get a hold of me. You've been very kind. Tallahassee's been very good to us.
Oh, well, we greatly appreciate it. And again, the website, reformthesba.com. Go and visit and learn out some more information. Frank, enjoy your day, my friend.
Great. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. I like having him on. Just the information he has with... is just great. I mean, he is there for you.
Yeah, exactly.
That he is there for the small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, and some of those stats, that the 40-year low, that's just shocking.
It is a surprise. That's,
and that was 2019.
Yeah.
Not 2020, not 2021.
Right.
That was 2019. That Congress on both sides of the aisle said, we need to do something about it. But if you're going to give the Small Business Administration more teeth, then do it. Because, like I said, the small businesses are the backbone.
Right. And, you know, he did mention something about in regards to the banks that was kind of piqued my interest, where the banks are in it to make money. I mean, that's what they do.
And that's
where they are.
Yeah,
and that's understandable.
Yeah.
But I was thinking a little bit about, while he was talking, Jim Carrey made that movie called Yes Man.
Yes.
Where he was a loan specialist in a bank. And... one of the things that he had to do was he had to say yes to the loans that people were coming in with. And it actually ended up being beneficial to the bank. Now, I'm sure that this is not really, it's a movie, of course. But I wonder if that would be something that could potentially benefit the ability for the banks to say, yes, we do want this kind of business. We want to grow small businesses, because small businesses turn into bigger businesses and they turn into platforms that are going to help people out in the future.
So, ReformTheSBA.com. I'm on there, especially if you're a small business owner out there,
mm-hmm.
that you go and there's some critical resources that could help you that are on this site. So it's ReformTheSBA.com. Go and take it out. All right, we're about 15 minutes away, Maddie, from the cash word of the day.
That's right.
So you can possibly win $1,000 today.
Yeah.
I mean, we do it at 8, we do it at 10, and we do it at noon.
Yeah. So talk about getting some cash.
That's coming up very, very shortly, about 15 minutes. All right, when we get back, Maddie has huge parties for every award show. Last night he had a huge party for his Oscars show. And I'm going to quiz him and let him tell us why they should have won and why they didn't win.
To be fair, it's just an excuse so we can eat pizza and drink beer.
I like that.